This Friday evening and Saturday evening in the Musical Arts Center, it's the Fall Ballet, Perspectives 1900s, and our guest is the director of the IU Ballet Theater, Michael Vernon.
The interesting thing is that I have put together in a program both Michael Fokine, who choreographed Les Sylphides, and used Chopin, and Isadora Duncan, who in this program used music by Brahms and by Gluck. Now, the public at the time thought that all those choices of music were really very irreverent to the composers, because in those days, in the 1900s, people had a completely different point of view about music. And they felt that dance should be danced to dance music, either great masters like Tchaikovsky or Rimsky-Korsakov, or not so great masters like Leon Minkus and others who composed ballets which were really great of their time, but of really inconsequential musical taste and education.
So we have Fokine, we have Isadora Duncan, Nijinsky, and then a person who actually choreographed a little later than 1912, Michael Vernon.
Yes, he certainly choreographed just a little later than 1912. And the reason that Michael Vernon is choreographing on this program is actually as an homage to the creativity that was going on in the time and the use of music that was going on in the time and the collaboration that was going on in the time. And that was basically due to one man, and that is Sergei Diaghilev, who was a great impresario who actually brought the first ballet russe from Russia to Monte Carlo, to Europe. And the two stars were names, unbelievably, which are still household names today, and that is Vaslav Nijinsky, of course, and Anna Pavlova. Now, Nijinsky's, I guess nowadays we would call him a schizophrenic, and unfortunately he did end up in now what we would call in those days it was an asylum, and he passed away there. But he had a very, very creative brain, and he choreographed Debussy's Afternoon of a Faun, L'après-midi d'un Faun. It's a short ballet, it's very evocative, I mean, it's remarkably compelling, and it has been staged for us with real attention to detail by Anne Hutchinson Guest, who is one of the world experts on Nijinsky and this period. And then on the other hand, we have a really, I would say she's America's foremost ballerina, Cynthia Gregory, who's now retired, who came and staged Les Sylphides with us, having danced it starting in the corps de ballet and then dancing all the principal roles during her principal years at American Ballet Theatre. And so what's so great is to have these people pass on their knowledge. And through these ballets and their context in their time and in our time, the dancers themselves are having a huge balletic and dance and musical education, and in a way serve the audiences, because I don't think a program like this, not only has it not been seen in Bloomington before, but I don't think it's actually been put together in such a way anywhere before. So here we have the juxtaposition of many different styles all coming from the same era.
With the exception of your own homage.
Yeah, exactly. And how I've used that is in the spirit of the times. I've used Bach's Fourth Brandenburg Concerto. And what I've done is I've set the style for the first movement in a Baroque style and the second movement in a Romantic style, which is sort of the 1840s, 1850s. And then the third movement in a neoclassic style, which is sort of contemporary ballet, just to show the timelessness of the music and the fact that we're very free-thinking people and we can accept all styles of music and all styles of dancing, ballet, put together.
So we have you and Isadora Duncan, Michael Fokine, and Vaslav Nijinsky.
Yes, exactly.
We've been talking with Michael Vernon. This is his second year as the director of the IU Ballet Theater. The upcoming performances are called Perspectives 1900s, Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock in the Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker.